You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. There's actually supposed to be a debate tonight, but if the candidates don't show up, you still can go to thetakeaway.org. We're going to be live Twittering at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, along with political director Andrea Bernstein, and you can join the conversation on our takeaway.org website, also on Twitter. We're going to be talking about what you need to hear in the debate, what the candidates need to say to change your mind and be decisive, like Joanna wants.
My question at the debate tonight would be, why did McCain spend so little time, or how did he go about choosing Sarah Palin to be the person who would become president if something happened to him?
Maybe it will come up. Probably not if he doesn't show up. But 877-8-MY-TAKE, your question for the debate, or my take at thetakeaway.org. Among the places that are going to be tuned into the debate tonight are the people in the counties that count we've been focusing on over the course of the campaign. Prince William County in Northern Virginia this week, which was the place where Andrea Bernstein, our political director, was visiting to try to take the pulse of places that seem to be in transition, moving from pro-Republican to pro-Democrat, at least in their sort of surface tension. First of all, thinking about the debate tonight and thinking about what is likely to be decisive for people in counties, in battleground states that are critical and in transition, what do you think people are going to be listening to?
Well, one of the things in Prince William County is that immigration was a huge local issue there. And we haven't heard a lot about immigration so far in the general election. A lot of people are looking to hear from it tonight. In Prince William County, there was a dispute over day laborers, as there frequently is. There was an effort to get them a center to wait instead of loitering in front of the 7-Elevens. The people and the town officials who tried to do that were thrown out. And subsequently, a law was passed that everybody in Prince William County who was stopped for any offense, for any reason, would have their citizenship papers taken, checked, and then most of the immigrants left literally overnight, it was explained to me, including some of them abandoning very nice houses. But this is an issue that is really top of the mind. It's raw. Yesterday morning, I was in the Yorkshire restaurant in Manassas, a little bit lower down on the economic scale, but people still working people, going around talking to people, eating their French toast and Western omelets. This couple, Scott McCarter and his breakfast companion, were talking about their feelings about John McCain, which are a little bit counterintuitive.
I like the borders to be really taken care of quicker and better than this game plan that's just hasn't been followed through with. Got a comment, Scott?
They tried amnesty, another amnesty.
Uh-huh. You didn't like what he was doing?
No. Most of the Americans did not either. So they made their voices heard.
Uh-huh. Do you hold that against Senator McCain?
Oh, yes, certainly. Certainly.
You think that it might affect your vote?
It would have, except for I'm voting for Palin. I'm not voting for McCain.
Wow, that's the first time I've heard that. Very, very interesting. And the decisive issue is immigration for him.
It is immigration. And,
it is hard to catch that logic because ultimately a vote for Palin is a vote for John McCain.
Correct. But this is sort of the Republican Party that didn't like John McCain. Remember, they called him Juan McCain in the primaries because they thought he was too pro-immigrant. There is this sort of grasping for detail. So you would think in a county like Prince William County, traditionally Republican, voted for Bush in 2000, that the immigration issue would be ginning up the Republican vote. But guess what? There are a lot of Latinos who live there who are voters who are also very now inspired to go to the polls. One of them was Leo Vega. He ran a bodega right next to the Yorkshire restaurant. And I asked him what happened to his business when everybody left.
How about your own business? Has it been affected?
Compared to last year, we've gone down 75%. And I was looking at the news. These multi-millionaire companies, they're asking for help. Imagine us, I don't want $700 million or billion dollars, I would love to have at least, some type of money to keep my business afloat. And this is mine and my wife's. We started this.
Well, you can really feel the pain there. These are passionate supporters of Barack Obama, or is it more lukewarm, like those McCain supporters?
No, they're without a doubt. I mean, there were people that, quite a few people with accents across the income scale who were naturalized citizens. Some people were business owners. Some people came and worked with the mall. They were all for Obama, and they all told me with great certainty that they were going out to vote. So, of course, these people have made up their minds. The people in the middle, like a woman, Tina, who worked as an events planner, who I spoke to, she said she's a Republican. She's voted Republican all her life, but she is struggling. And she said she was really considering thinking about voting for Obama. When I talked to her about immigration, she had a very complex view. On the one hand, she said it's not up to us Americans to solve everybody's problems. But on the other hand,
I just had some work done on my house. The Americans that I had come in and do the job didn't do a good job. The second company that came in, one laid tile, one group laid tile, one group laid carpet. Neither one of them spoke barely any English, but they did an excellent job.
So the levels are complex, and one of the reasons that people do want a debate is because people all over Prince William County were yearning for policy details. When I said, what do you want to hear at the debate, if it happens, people said, I want to know more, what I want to do. I don't want to just hear these negative ads. Here's Tina.
There are some things that I need to hear from him that I'm not hearing yet. I'm still seeing ads that just tell me I watched both the Republican convention and the Democratic convention. I was unimpressed by McCain's speech. He looked phony. He sounded phony. He sounded like he didn't know. I just was not impressed.
Boy, not a lot of enthusiasm there. You can hear the county in transition. And all over this immigration issue, I should say, you mentioned that this was over loitering of immigrants. They would say, in fact, they were being picked up for day labor at the 7-Eleven, right, at the beginning.
Right.
I just wanted to make
that
clear.
That's right. And these undecideds, they want the debate tonight. Even if they think McCain should be working on the bailout, they want to hear more from him,
right,
more details.
We'll be watching. They'll be watching. Andrea Bernstein, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
More on the counties that count later on in the campaign. But now headlines from Richard Hake.
And John, coming up on 29 minutes past the hour.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.